Proclamation number 4051 of 29th of May, 1947. Cross-bearer Jesus. Come all ye to me. He who allowed himself to be crucified for you humans, whose love also wants to help you carry every earthly cross if only you acknowledge him and want to burden him with your cross. For every person who is in pain, who flees to him in his worries and suffering, asking him for his support and firmly trusting in his help, has mercy on him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. These are his words which fill your heart with love and comfort, which you should recall in every distress of body and soul. I will refresh you. And thus he will take everything heavy from you, he will help you carry it so that you will no longer feel the burden. For his word is truth, and only firm faith in it is the prerequisite that you will find help in suffering and adversity, both spiritually and earthly. And anyone who takes refuge in him, who places himself under his cross and calls upon him as Redeemer of the world, will soon be helped, for this is the merit of the man Jesus, that he offered all his suffering and pain to God for suffering humanity, that he was willing to offer a sacrifice of atonement. That he, as the purest being of light, handed himself over to the henchmen and executioners who, due to thorough affiliation with Satan, caused him much torment, because his purity inwardly rebelled against the black souls of his tormentors. Yet he drank the cup of suffering to the full and thus offered God a sacrifice of atonement for the whole of humanity, which was now able to make use of the exceeding gift of grace, which can place all burdens on him and find a willing cross-bearer at any time if only it believes in Jesus Christ as Redeemer and Son of God. But he calls out to all believers, "He who loves me, let him take up his cross and follow me." Whoever shapes himself into love like him will not be too oppressed by the cross, because following Jesus also secures the presence of God for the human being, who is in every work of love. Following Jesus is present. Amen.